given up by three. Ben just about threw it to Smith. 10 seconds. It's in Reinertsen's hands. High post. They'll get the ball to Austin Jordan. Looking for Reinertsen again. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Reinertsen fadeaway. Free throw line. Good!
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader at the Cope Gymnasium as the Kearney Catholic Stars host the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
So Golowski back out to Bushcutter. Anderson, Lease, and Mestel in there. Bushcutter forces the issue. Shot no good, but Megan Anderson has another offensive putback, and it's 22-13.
Gibbon rolls into Kearney looking to knock off a top-10 team tonight, while Kearney Catholic looks to pick up another win in their final game before next week's conference tournament. It's the Buffaloes and the Stars coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School for Tuesday night basketball, Lou Platt conference style, as the Gibbon Buffaloes roll in to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. Doug Duda along with our producer engineer Stacy Johns on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we're glad you're with us here on this Tuesday evening. We will have a boys and girls doubleheader, and for Kearney Catholic, it's their last action before the conference tournament next week. We'll take a look at those brackets in a little bit. For Gibbon, they have to play Wood River again later this week, so they've got a little basketball yet to play this week as they take on Wood River coming up on Thursday night, and that is on the road for the Gibbon Buffaloes. So that's what's coming up for them and then into the conference tournament. But the bad news tonight for Gibbon, here's a basketball team that got off to a 9-3 start, fought through a couple of injuries during that. They've lost three of their starters so far this season, and the biggest and the latest happened in their last basketball game in Jerrica Pearson, who might be back for sub-districts. She has a knee injury that's going to keep her out for 3 to 6 weeks. They're calling it a displaced kneecap that happened in the first minute of the Centura loss last week, and it did not go well after she fell out of the ball game. In fact, they got beat 69-20. Unfortunately for them, that was the night after Amherst made a 15-point comeback on them and clipped them in the final seconds to win 58-57. So Gibbon has dropped two in a row. They go to 9-5. They lose one of the areas and class's best players in Jerrica Pearson and will now have the task of taking on a 12-4 state-rated Kearney Catholic ball club here tonight that likes to pressure, and with Pearson bringing up the ball most of the season, that is going to be a key issue tonight. Will Gibbon be able to have somebody handle the pressure, bring the ball up? You almost have to think it's going to be one-on-one, because if they have to go to two or three girls, that's where the teams like Kearney Catholic and the Ravennas and the Centuras trap you and really give you trouble, and you can see that that happened to them against Centura on Friday night. So Kearney Catholic, an overwhelming favorite now with the injury to Jerrica Pearson, and we'll see some new kids, although a pretty deep roster, just not the same experience here for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. We'll take a break, be back, look at the starting lineups, and get you ready for tonight's ball game right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Take an hour for your bottom line and join AgWest Commodities on February 9th at 12:30 p.m. for a live webinar covering the market outlook for 2011. Register online at goagwest.com or call 866-WE-HEDGE.
Go AgWest!
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank is proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in the area. Their growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for our customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. Five Points Bank, the bank to count on. First off, for the visiting Gibbon Lady Bumps, number 3 is a 5'9" junior, Carissa Cranow. Number 5 is a 5'7" senior, Quincy Martinez. Number 12 is a 5'5" senior, Tessa Van Meter. Number 13 is a 5'9" junior, Taylor Godverson. And number 32 is a 5'3" sophomore in Kate Baker. A longtime coach of the Gibbon Lady Bumps is Scott Rasmussen. His assistants, Leon Stahl and Nikki O'Nate, they come in with a record of 9-5 on the season. The losses to Sandy Creek, Ravenna, Adams Central, and then, as we said, the last two to Amherst and Centura. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 11 is a 5'6" sophomore, Michaela Mestel. Number 15 is a 5'5" junior, Anna Howell. Number 25 is a 6'1" sophomore, Theron Baum. Number 33 is a 6'1" sophomore, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 44 is a 5'9" senior, Sarah Leese. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Fajeda. They are 12-4 on the season, ranked 9th in C1. Their losses, Sandy Creek, Grand Island Central Catholic, Ravenna, and Hastings St. Cecilia, they have avenged the first loss to GICC. And that's a look at the starting lineups. The Stars are ranked 9th this week in Class C1. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. We'll be back with more right after this. Time out.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back. Plenty of high school basketball going on in the area tonight. The Centennial Conference, the Central Conference, the Crossroads, the RPAC, they all have their conference tournaments coming up and going on this week. Plus, Kearney High is at Bellevue West tonight in a makeup game against a Metro opponent, which is a rarity for them. Also tonight, Hastings boys playing Columbus and some other good games in the area as well. So wherever you're at, we hope you're enjoying tonight's high school hoops and keeping it right here. Let's take a look at the Luplat Conference Tournament, which gets underway next week. For the Gibbon boys, they will play at Donovan Trumbull on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Gibbon at Donovan Trumbull, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. For the girls of Gibbon, they are the 4 seed, so they will host Loup City on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock as well. For Kearney Catholic, on the girls' side, they are the number 2 seed. They will host the Adams Central St. Paul winner Tuesday at 7. And on the boys' side, Kearney Catholic is the 5th seed. They will travel to Ord Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Best of luck from Terry and Jason Stark. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're about ready for tonight's Luplat Conference doubleheader between Kearney Catholic and Gibbon. And at this time, we at Platte River Radio would like to send our condolences out to the Randy Bushcutter family. Randy lost his mom this weekend. The funeral was today. Danny is a senior member of this Kearney Catholic ball club. Grant, the young son, will be coming up through the ranks. And, of course, Randy has worked for us and done ball games for a lot of years. He did this before I did it, and it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have had this job to begin with. So We have the bush cutters in our prayers tonight. We'll take a break and be back with the opening tip right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball throughout the season. The opening tip will be controlled by Kearney Catholic. They're going to waste no time, get it underneath to Theron Baum, and she's going to lay it up and in 5 seconds into the ball game. And Kearney Catholic will put a little bit of pressure on it. Looks like Gibbons going to try and have Taylor Godverson bring the ball up, but her pass is going to be knocked away, and the steal is made by Mestel into the corner to Lease. Lease's jumper, no good, and the rebound is going to be pulled down here by Baker, and it's going to require a lot of effort and hustle tonight from this overmatched Gibbon ball club. Without Pearson, without some of their starters out there. As they work it around the perimeter, I'm sure Coach Petrie wants his girls to get out, get a good lead, and then he can play a lot of kids. As Godverson fires the three-pointer, it is no good. Rebound comes out long, nearly to midcourt. It'll be grabbed there by Cranow, and a second-chance opportunity. The one thing he doesn't want to see is flat-footedness and knowing that they're going to win this ball game big and then all of a sudden have troubles as they get ready for the conference tournament. Cranow tries to lob it inside to Godverson. Lease comes around, knocks the ball away. There's a fight for it on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds and go to Kearney Catholic. So given two possessions, a couple of turnovers, they worked the ball around well after they took the three-point shot. Just couldn't finish it the second time around as they tried to get it inside to Godverson. So Mestel will push the ball up the floor here for Kearney Catholic. She'll lob it left wing to Lease. Down on the low block to Theron Baum. Turnaround jumper off the glass is too strong. Ball ricochets out to Cranow, and she'll get it into the hands of Baker. Gibbon just looking for some early confidence. If they can get a bucket or two and get a couple of stops as Kearney Catholic comes out, really extends that matchup zone. Ball on the right side, they'll go to Van Meter, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Foul goes on Michaela Mestel. That's the first foul of the game, and it'll be Gibbon ball on the far sideline. I think you're going to hear Coach Scott Rasmussen in the background a lot more than usual tonight because he knows he's got some kids in there that are in different places than they have been in their career, and he's going to try and get them to the right places. As Martinez has it in the right corner to Godverson, back out top, they'll go to Van Meter. Van Meter tries to dribble through the pressure, runs into Sokolowski, will call it a block. She knocked it away, and Kearney Catholic comes up with a basketball into the front court. Mestel, left side to Lee. Same play that they've been looking for, Baum. Sarah takes a dribble, 15-footer, comes up way short. Ball knocked around, it's going to go out of bounds off the Stars and belong to the Lady Buffs. The Kearney Catholic will put a little pressure on, and on the baseline, Taylor Godverson will throw it in. Godverson swings it to Kate Baker. It goes back to Godverson, guarded by Sarah Lee. Taylor tries to stay out of the double team, fires it right side Baker and across the timeline. Took a little while, but they get it across to Van Meter, and now she lost the handle. So Kolowski picks up the loose ball, fast break the other way. Mestel's layup, too strong, no good. Anna Howell grabs the rebound, kicks it out to Baum. 15-footer is good. So Theron has both buckets here for Kearney Catholic. And it's 4-0 Stars with 5:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Up the floor with it, Godverson again being very cautious, gives it off to Van Meter. Back to Godverson across the timeline. So Gibbon accomplishes the first feat. Now they're going to look for a long three from the top of the key. It's going to be off the mark. No good for Tessa Van Meter. Out of bounds it goes. I think Van Meter looked down at the floor, thought it was the three-point line when it was actually the volleyball line, and didn't realize where she was. But they got a shot off, and it's going to go back over to Kearney Catholic. Long pass into the left-hand corner to Lease. Back on the wing to Sokolowski. Playing around this zone, that's probably a good idea for Gibbon. Down to Baum. Reaching in, Martinez knocks it away and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic throws it out underneath their own hoop. Mestel to chuck it in. Gets it to Baum on the backside. She'll lay it up and in. So a simple inbounds play, and Theron Baum has all the points in this game, 6-0 Kearney Catholic, as they put some pressure on. And we've got a hand check foul on a Howell in the backcourt, trying to get it away from Kate Baker. So Howell with her first personal foul and the second team foul. And Gibbon will throw it in from in front of their own bench. Tonight's game also available, as they all are, on the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Lease makes a steal of the backcourt, goes in for the layup and scores. Sarah Lee stepped in, got the steal, and we'll have a timeout here called by Gibbon. With 4:53 to go in the first quarter of play, Kearney Catholic has jumped out to an 8-0 lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Gibbon will take the ball out of the timeout, hustle it up the floor, break the press to Crane out, kick it out. Here's another long three-pointer that's in and out, no good that time from Van Meter. The ball is pulled down, though, by Godfrey underneath. She has it blocked by Baum, gets it back. Kicks it out for Martinez. 16-footer is no good. Rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. So a couple of opportunities, and now they'll steal it at the other end. Gibbon comes up with a loose ball, and that'll be Tessa Van Meter. Van Meter gives it into the hands of Gottfredson across the timeline, still looking for their first points of the ball game. Trying to come off the pick. The running jumper is on the way. Off the mark, no good. Therenbaum will get her first rebound, and here comes Kearney Catholic to the other end. Stars will lob it to the baseline, try to get it to Howell. Martinez knocked it away. Kearney Catholic a little careless there, and Gibbon will have the basketball. Across the timeline, the pass comes from Martinez. Now they try to lob it underneath. Wide open Crane out. Layup in and out. Will not go, but it's punched out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. Crane out got a really good look right there, but it rattled around, wouldn't go. Megan Anderson and Ellie Conley check into the ball game now for Kearney Catholic. And Gibbon will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Three-pointer on the inbounds is off the mark by Tessa Van Meter. Run down to the back corner by Ellie Conley. And here comes Kearney Catholic. 8-0 Stars, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. High post, Anderson swings it right side. Bombs open, takes the 16-footer. Won't go. Ball out of bounds to Gibbon. And the Buffaloes will, again, see some full-court pressure here. Stars not really throwing the big gauntlet down here. They're taking it somewhat easy so that they don't put too much pressure in the backcourt, try to work on their half-court defense, and they force the turnover here. What they're doing is they play that zone. Now they've extended to a 3-2. They're bringing it all the way out to the top of the key, trying to make Gibbon get the ball inside, where the Stars obviously would have a huge advantage defensively. Howell brings it across to Conley. Baseline, Sokolowski. Ball fake around Godfrey. A lot of contact on the shot. It's no good. It's grabbed by Martinez, and Martinez comes out of there with it. Gives it off to Van Meter into the front court. Knocked away Howell. Got back Van Meter. Gives it off to Crane Al on the right wing. Up top for Godfrey. Three-pointer on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Ricochets out to Conley, who finds Howell and will go the other way. So not much has been going on here in the last couple of minutes. Stars get it inside to Anderson. She puts it up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Kind of caught, turned, and shot all in one motion, pivoting on that right foot. And the foul will be on Tessa Van Meter, the first on Gibbon. And Megan Anderson will try and complete the three-point play. Gibbon's going to go to the bench here. Ashley Kastner will check in. And also coming in will be Micah Stahl. And the first free throw of the ball game for Kearney Catholic is what we are awaiting. But first, another sub, Emma Van Meter, a freshman, only freshman on the roster for the Lady Buffs, will check in with 2:44 to go here in the first quarter. And Anderson's free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound is grabbed by Kastner for Gibbon. Off to Godfrey. Godfrey Tries to bring it into the front court with a little pressure. She and Cranow, the two starters that remain in there for Gibbon. Gibbon off the stall. Dribbles to the top of the circle with the left hand. Now goes left wing to Godverson, who did a little hop before she put the ball on the floor. That'll be turnover number five. 2:29 to go first quarter. 10-0 Gibbon. Again, Gibbon without Jerrica Pearson. Got injured in the last game with a kneecap injury. She's out for 3 to 6 weeks wearing a big brace on her left knee. And that is 90% of this team as Sokolowski fires the three. It's on the way. No good. Conley tries to go over the top to get the rebound. And we got a jump between Anderson and Cranow. And the arrow points the way of Gibbon. With 2:13 to go in the first quarter. And the inbounds pass, telegraph, stolen by Sokolowski, takes it in, scores, and draws the foul. Bailey Sokolowski stayed back and got the steal in the bucket to make it 12-0, Kearney Catholic. And again, so much relying on Jerrica Pearson for this given ball club. I mean, this is a team that was capable of scoring points. This is a team that in most of their wins was averaging in the mid-50s. And it wasn't like she was scoring 40 of them, but when you concentrate on her, that opens some things up for Godverson and the rest of the team as Sokolowski's free throw is no good, and Godverson grabs her second rebound. Sokolowski knocked it out of her hands near midcourt, and it'll stay with the Buffaloes. Checking back into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Let's check the five on the floor. Kind of a tall lineup. Conley, Anderson, Lease, Sokolowski, and Mestel. It's given ball, and back it is Martinez, and they're going to be called for an over and back. Got the ball about a foot over the timeline and just was going to make the innocent pass back to the guard, and it ended up going into the backcourt for turnover number seven. So no surprises here early on. Kind of unfortunately for Gibbon, what I think a lot of people were expecting. They've had some shots, just haven't got them to go yet. They've attempted a lot of threes. Conley at the top of the circle against the Gibbon zone. Right side, Sokolowski lowers her shoulder, drives in, and draws a blocking foul on Ashley Kastner. And that'll be the first foul on Kastner. Kearney Catholic will get the ball on the baseline. They'll go into a kind of a two wide on the corners and two more up on the high post. Mestel will throw it in. Goes to the left-hand corner to Sokolowski, puts the ball on the floor, runs over a defender, and a charge is going to be called. Sokolowski thought there was going to be some room in the paint, and Emma Van Meter takes the charge. Bailey with her first foul, and the ball comes over to Gibbon. 1:46 to go here in the first quarter. It's 12-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead, 12-4 on the season. Gibbon 9-5. But when you get banged up, those records don't mean a whole lot of anything. Kearney Catholic about as healthy as they've been all season long. Pass down the floor, going to be deflected away. It's loose, but picked up by Cranow. Up top for a three-pointer. And it's up and in by Tessa Van Meter. Van Meter gets Gibbon on the board with a minute and a half to go here. In quarter number one, it's 12-3. Kearney Catholic on the right wing, Sokolowski. Up top they go to Mestel. Mestel looks in the paint, covered is Lease. They'll reverse it. Sarah pops out, left corner. Now underneath, nice cut, Sokolowski. She'll lay it up and in on the assist from Sarah Lease. Sokolowski with a couple of buckets here, 14-3. As we approach the one-minute mark here in the first quarter, Gibbon trapped as they bring it across the timeline. Coach Scott Rasmussen going to use a 30-second timeout here with 1:02 to go in the first quarter of play. 14-3 Kearney Catholic, and we'll be right back.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
We're back here at Cope Gymnasium. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back at the studio, getting us on and off the air. As Gibbon has the ball out of the timeout, trying to work it around to the left corner, trying to find the post and Ashley Kastner, but she's well covered down there by Megan Anderson. Reverse it right side. Kick it back up top to Van Meter. Try to force it inside. The Stars just packed in there, and they'll take it away with Sarah Lee. Mestel will bring it across into the front court. They'll go bomb in the right-hand corner. 40 seconds in the first quarter. 14-3 Stars. Lease right side, Mestel. Messel gets it down to Theron Baum. Turnaround jumper on the low block right side. Uses the glass and scores. Theron now has 8 points in the ball game. She had the first six. 16-3, Kearney Catholic. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Martinez into the front court. Gets it into the corner to Cray now. Now they try to lob it inside. Comes up way short. Not sure if it was a shot or a pass, but it ends up in the hands of Megan Anderson. And Kearney Catholic has it with 8 seconds. Skip pass to Lease. She'll spot up for the three, and it's up and in. And that is how the first quarter is going to end with the score. Kearney Catholic 19, Gibbon 3. We'll head to the second quarter in a minute on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, and Shelton of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. More basketball comes your way Thursday night. We'll do a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. We'll be in Sumner as SEM takes on Amherst. Right now, Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the second quarter. They are in command 19-3. Anna Howell switches it right side to Mestel. Starters are out there for both teams, it looks like, and Kearney Catholic will travel. Third turnover for the Stars. Gibbon has 8 rebounds. 8 for Gibbon, 7 for Kearney Catholic. The only free throws, Stars are 0 for 2. 3-point shooting, Kearney Catholic 1 for 2, Gibbon 1 for 6. Kearney Catholic led by Theron Baum with 8. The only bucket for Gibbon was the 3 by Tessa Van Meter. Again playing tonight without Jerrica Pearson. As the 3-pointer by Taylor Godfrey is off the front of the rim, no good. Trying to grab the loose ball is Kate Baker, but it goes out of bounds. And we'll go over to Kearney Catholic. Boys game will follow here on Classic Hits. Gibbon boys 7-5, Kearney Catholic boys 9-5. Gibbon boys have put a couple of wins in the W column here the last two times out. Sokolowski skip past Lease. Sarah into the corner to Howell. Howell's going to take a shot from 18 feet. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound to Kate Baker. Gibbon's doing a good job running down the loose basketball here, giving themselves a chance, limiting second-chance opportunities for the Stars. Godverson to the front court. Stars are playing man-to-man now. Over to Baker. Most of this taking place 20 to 25 feet away from the hoop. And now a timeout going to be called by Coach Rasmussen. He's only got 2 left, but he knows that if they don't get it right eventually, he just wants them to run the right play here and get him in the right place, that if they don't run it right eventually, it doesn't matter how many timeouts he has. 6:49 to go here in the second quarter, 19-3 Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the timeout, Gibbon gets back into their offense, into the right-hand corner to Crane out, back out for a three-pointer. Godfrey off the heel, no good. Michaela Mestel will grab the rebound, and up the floor come the Stars. Left wing Lease, 3 in transition, on the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Kate Baker, and here comes Gibbon. One thing the Stars have an opportunity to do is work about any kind of offense they would want here against the overmatched Gibbon ball club. It's Godfrey, top of the key, 3, won't go. And the rebound brought down by Theron Baum. They're getting some looks from out there, but have only been able to make 1 3 in 9 attempts. With it is Mestel. Mestel draws the double team out of the right key. Now they get it down low to Baum, and Sarah is going to be raked across the iron from behind by Tessa Van Meter, and that'll be the second on her. And Theron will go to the line to shoot two. First trip to the line for Theron Baum. And another thing you look at, Kearney Catholic, still a very young ball club. Mestel, a sophomore. Baum, a sophomore. Sokolowski, a sophomore. Anderson, a sophomore. The free throw is up, and it is in. So still a lot of learning to do for Coach Rick Petrie's crew. They've only got two seniors on the entire roster as the second free throw is up and in. Sarah Leese, and then, of course, as we said, Danny Bushcutter, who is not with us tonight at the funeral of her grandmother today. And as we said at the top of the broadcast, our condolences to the entire Bushcutter family. Right now, Gibbon basketball trailing 21-3 when Theron hit both free throws, now has 10 points. Ball at the top of the circle, working off the dribble right side. Here comes Van Meter, the runner no good. Sokolowski grabs the rebound, just too tall. Kearney Catholic inside, gives it to Howell. Howell dribbles into the traffic, back out Mestel, into the paint and kick it out Sokolowski. Bailey fires the three, it's off the back of the iron, no good. Long rebound comes out to Sarah Leese, back inside to Sokolowski, and Sokolowski will weave her way in and score. She now has six. 23-3 Stars, 5:15 to go here in the second quarter. Gibbon gets it across the timeline to Baker. Baker had a little room but stopped with the dribble, so kicks it out to Van Meter for another three, and Tessa will hit her second one of the ball game. So she has two threes, and that is the total of Gibbon points here in the ball game, 23-6. Mestel brings it into the front court. Swings it into the right-hand corner to Leese. Into Baum again, who's fouled from behind again. Van Meter trying to get down there. And that's the third foul on Tessa. One of the things that Coach Rasmussen doesn't need is foul trouble because he doesn't have that much on the bench to bring in anyway. Ashley Kastner will check in. For Kearney Catholic, Conley, Anderson, and now Shayla Connor will make her first appearance with 4:51 to go in the half. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half stat, preview the boys' game. We'll also take a look at the full conference brackets for the tournament next week. Inbounds pass to Connolly. 18-footer bounces around, won't go. Rebound comes down to Kastner. That'll be her second. Up the floor comes Godverson, right down the center of the floor, guarded by Connor. Maybe a little bit of a mismatch if they can get Taylor posted up, but the ball is stolen away. Here comes Mestel to the other end. Uncontested layup is up and in for her first bucket. That was the first turnover of the quarter here for Gibbon. As the ball gets up the floor, they'll get it into the hands of Ashley Kastner. Back up top, they'll go. Van Meter stays in with those three fouls, fakes the three, drives in, off the glass, in and out, no good. Megan Anderson with her third rebound. Gives it off to Mestel, tries to avoid the traffic coming up the floor, and stops the top of the circle to Conley, who throws backdoor to Sokolowski. She's trapped in there by Godverson, takes the tough shot, no good. And then they're going to call Megan Anderson for being over the back. The foul on Anderson will be her first. And checking in now for Gibbon will be Micah Stahl and Emma Van Meter. 4:03 to go here, first quarter, 25-6, Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, Tri-City Storm Hockey comes your way Friday night here on Classic Hits. Storm will be at Omaha and then back home on Saturday. They're not home much in this whole month span. Chicago comes in Saturday. And there's not a lot of basketball unless you're in one of those conference tournament finals. As the drive in here, Gibbon, shot up by Emma Van Meter, no good. Ball is going to be wrestled out of there by Michaela Mestel. And Mestel waits for the traffic to clear, brings it up. Outlet pass, left wing, Conley. Conley looks for the post, forces it into Anderson. Ooh, she came down on a foot. Looks like she's okay. Got it back out to Conley, to Mestel. Michaela for three. It's going to be no good. Long rebound to Sokolowski. Her fadeaway jumper from eight, no good. And Godverson will grab the loose ball here for Gibbon. Up the floor come the Buffaloes. Taylor will find her teammate Baker. Again, Gibbon been forced to shoot a lot of threes from the outside. They shoot another one. It will not go. And Anderson will bring down the rebound. Well, one thing you got to like about Gibbon, when they do have an open look, they take the shot. They're not messing around. But they just haven't hit many. 25-6 Stars, who rotate it left side. Connor thought about the shot. Good defense over there by Emma Van Meter. Now Connor drives around. Her jumper is going to be short, no good. And Kastner will pull down her third rebound. Outlet pass it goes to Micah Stahl. Back to the trailer banker. They'll reverse it right side. Open is Emma Van Meter. She'll take a 17-footer over everything. Offensive rebound pulled down by Kastner. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line. So Ashley Kastner will get two. The foul on Mestel will be her second. And the first free throws of the ball game coming up for Gibbon. 2:38 to go first half. 25-6 your score. Again, Jerrica Pearson out. Something that happened just in the last ball game as the free throw is up and no good by Kastner. And we're going to see some more substitutions. Coming in is Nicole Treadway. Second free throw now is on the way, and it will not go. Aaron Baum pulls down her third rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Outlet pass to Anna Howell. Numbers aren't there, so she'll slow it up. Drop it down the left block to Anderson. Seven-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by the Buffaloes, and that's Kastner to grab her fifth. Up the floor they come. Baker had the ball take a bad hop on her, and she lost the handle on it. Here comes Gibbon the other way defensively. Kearney Catholic has the basketball. Get it to Anna Howell. Baseline Conley. Open. 10-footer. No good. Connor has the rebound. Puts it up. No good. Then the ball is going to go out of bounds off of Gibbon. Kastner had it, and I think as she turned up the floor, ran into a defender, stepped on a foot. She lost her balance, and the ball went out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will get it underneath their own hoop. And lob it up to the free throw line to Anderson. She'll take the jumper. Won't go. Kearney Catholic not hitting a lot of shots lately themselves as Emma Van Meter will get the rebound. And here come the Buffaloes. 2 minutes to go in the half. Long three is on the way. No good by Micah Stahl. But an offensive rebound here for Baker, who kicks it out for another three. No good that time. And the rebound this time will be brought down by Megan Anderson. Gibbon is 2 of 13, it looks like, unofficially from three-point land. And those are their only points. 25-6 Stars. A minute 30 to go here. Some miscommunications. The Stars throwing it to Anderson over her head, and Connor runs it down just before it goes into the back court. Back to Anderson in the paint. Pull-up jumper from 6. No good. And the rebound brought down by Kastner. Boy, Kearney Catholic only has 5 points, 6 points in this entire quarter. So Gibbon defensively is doing the job and pulling down some rebounds. Right side, jumper Emma Van Meter up and in. Van Meter, 17-footer, the first two-pointer of the ball game for Gibbon. And it's 25-8, Kearney Catholic with a minute to go here in the first half. Connor, left side to Leaf. Leaf, thinking about the skip pass, decides to put it on the floor with a couple of dribbles. Hand it off to Anderson. A little confusion here with the Stars. Skip pass left corner to Theron Baum. She'll come off the screen, bring it into the paint, and draw the blocking foul. Good defense until the switch was made, and Kastner didn't have a chance to get her feet set. So her second foul, and at the line for the second time tonight, Theron Baum. She has the only made free throws here for Kearney Catholic. And the first one is on the way, dancing around it in. One more coming. And Anderson's going to check out of the basketball game. Has a second free throw on the way, and it is in. So Theron hits them both. She's 4 of 4 at the line, has 12 points. Kearney Catholic, 27-8, as we have a half minute to go in our first half. Baker with it. Dribbling between the circles, not going anywhere. Goes to the left elbow to Van Meter. Emma kicks it out top to Stahl. Stahl into the paint. Kastner, turnaround jumper is stuffed by Sokolowski, who takes it away, and Kearney Catholic will have it in the front court with 16 seconds. Connor, left side, Lease. Sarah, inside, Baum is there, steps through the double team and scores. Still a little time on the clock here for Gibbon, 8 seconds to go. They'll push the ball up the floor here with Micah Stahl. 4 seconds, Stahl brings it into the paint, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. A little contact there, and that's why she did double dribble. Now the Stars just have to throw it in, and we'll be at halftime. So Kearney Catholic jumped out to the big lead, and we are at the half. Your score, Kearney Catholic 29 and Gibbon 8. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, preview the boys' games, so stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Same old boring lunch routine?
Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Take an hour for your bottom line and join AgWest Commodities on February 9th at 12:30 p.m. for a live webinar covering the market outlook for 2011. Register online at goagwest.com or call 866-WE-HEDGE.
Go AgWest!
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Wood River. It is halftime of our girls' basketball game in this Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. That takes us to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is Kearney Catholic 29 and Gibbon 8. And again, if you're just joining us, Gibbon losing their best player in their last game, Jerrica Pearson, the three-year starter, four-year player here for the Gibbon Lady Buffs and Coach Scott Rasmussen. She is the bulk of their scoring. She is the bulk of a lot of what they do, and they are trying to get some other things done here. And she handles the ball. She does the scoring. And when she's in there, the rest of the team obviously is able to do a lot of things. And again, this is a 9-5 Gibbon team that has been playing good basketball most of the season. Their losses have been to really good teams, Sandy Creek, Centura, Ravenna. So, Amherst even, they're 11-3 on the season, and they lost to them by one. So they have done some very, very good things, and that's what Gibbon has done. But now their season really in trouble because of the loss of Jerrica Pearson. We'll look at the first half numbers here in just a little bit, but conference tournaments get underway next week, so let's take a look at what's going on with those conference tournaments, starting with the brackets in the Lou Platt Conference. We'll start in the girls. Monday will be the play-in games. Wood River will be at Donovan Trumbull, and St. Paul will be at Adams Central. Those games tip off at 7 o'clock. Then on Tuesday night, the Ravenna girls, the top seed, will host the Donovan Trumbull Wood River winner at 6:15. And also on that side of the bracket, the fifth seed Loup City is at the fourth seed Gibbon at 7 o'clock. On the other side of the bracket on Tuesday, it'll be the third seed Centura hosting the sixth seed Ord Tuesday night at 7. And here at Cope Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic will host the Adams Central St. Paul winner at 7 o'clock. And remember, Adams Central and the Stars were tied in the fourth quarter in their matchup in the second week of the season. So that's not a gimme there for Kearney Catholic to advance, but the top three seeds really look like they have set themselves now that Gibbon is banged up far apart from the rest of the action here. The semifinals then this year for the girls are on Friday, so a week from Friday those will be held. The semifinals, consolations, and finals are all in Gibbon this year, and then on Saturday, a week from Saturday, the girls' consolation at 4, and the championship game will be at 8 o'clock. On the boys' side in the Lou Platt Conference, Monday night's games will have St. Paul at Loup City getting underway at 7 o'clock, and it will be Centura at Wood River also at 7 o'clock. On the boys' side, the top seed is Ravenna. Tuesday night, they will host the Loup City St. Paul winner at 8. The fourth seed Ord will host Kearney Catholic. We'll have that game for you Tuesday night on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic at Ord, and that starts Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. On the other side, the third seed Donovan Trumbull will host the Gibbon Buffaloes Tuesday night at 7, and the second seed Adams Central will host the Wood River Centura winner at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. The boys' semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference are on Thursday night next week, and the consolation and championship are at 2 and 6 on Saturday, a week from Saturday in the Lou Platt, going on at Gibbon. Fort Kearney Conference Tournament will have plenty of those games for you as well, and they will be airing mainly on ESPN Radio. Some action Monday and Tuesday will be right here on Classic Hits. Here is the breakdown for the FKC on the girls' side. These games are Saturday. It will be Wilcox Hildreth playing Overton at 2, Axtell playing Pleasanton at 5:30. Those games are in Amherst. On the boys' side Saturday, Elwood and Wilcox Hildreth will play at 3:45. Axtell and Amherst will play at 7:15. And you can just see the change of the conference. Boy, how many times have Axtell and Pleasanton girls lately been playing in the finals, either both of them or one of them, and they have to play the bunny bracket game this year. On Monday night, it's the girls' quarterfinals. At Amherst at 6, SEM will play Elm Creek, and at 7:30, Amherst will play the Axtell-Pleasanton winner. And we will have that for you here on Classic Hits. On the other side of the bracket, Monday night in Loomis, Eustace Farnham and Elwood will play at 6. Loomis will play the Wilcox-Hildreth Overton winner at 7:30. And for the first time ever, the FKC semifinals and finals will be held at the Viero Event Center Thursday, February 3rd through Saturday, February 5th in Kearney. The girls' semifinals are Thursday, the boys on Friday. And the boys' bracket looks like this. On Tuesday night in the quarterfinals at Overton, Eustace Farnham will play SEM at 6 o'clock. Overton will play the Axtell-Amherst winner at 7:30. And Tuesday night in Pleasanton, Loomis and Elm Creek will play at 6. Pleasanton will play the Elwood-Wilcox-Hildreth winner at 7:30. Those games will be here on Classic Hits. So that's a look at the brackets of the Lou Platte and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments, which you can hear here on Classic Hits and ESPN 1460 beginning next Monday. Halftime of our girls' game tonight, it's Kearney Catholic 29 and Gibbon 8. We'll look at the numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's look at the first half numbers of our girls' game. First of all, for Gibbon, Carissa Cranow, three rebounds. Quincy Martinez has a rebound. Tessa Van Meter has two threes for her 6 points. Taylor Godperson, three rebounds. Ashley Kastner leads the team in rebounding with six. Kate Baker, four rebounds. And Emma Van Meter, 2 points and a rebound. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first quarter, 1 of 7 in the second. Turnovers, 8 in the first quarter. They did limit that to 3 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Ashley Kastner with 2, Tessa Van Meter with 3, the rest of the team, 0. 3 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second. At the half, Gibbon has 8 points, 18 rebounds, 0 of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from 3-point land, and 11 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic after this.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at the first half numbers for the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 1 rebound. Anna Howell, 1 rebound. Theron Baum leads the way with a game-high 14 points. She's 4 of 4 at the line, has 3 rebounds and 1 block. Bailey Sokolowski, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Ellie Conley, 2 rebounds. Sarah Leese, 5 points, a rebound. And Megan Anderson, 2 points and a team-high 5 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first quarter, 4 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first quarter and 1 in the second. Kearney Catholic's foul situation, Michaela Mestel, the only player with 2. The Stars had 19 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, 29 points, 18 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, 3 block shots and 3 turnovers, and 9th-ranked 12-4 Kearney Catholic leads 9-5 Gibbon at the half by a score of 29-8. But once again, the injuries, Gibbon, you kind of knew coming in that this game could end up this way, and actually it's probably not as bad as a few people thought. Kearney Catholic's not shooting the ball that well in the second quarter, and Gibbon's doing a good job of hustling and getting some rebounds in there to just continue to try and improve in this basketball game. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll have the second half after this.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Doug Duda along with Bobby Benfeld here to bring you tonight's high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. The Gibbon Buffaloes will get the ball to start the third quarter here, and driving in, Van Meter will take the shot. It won't go, and Anna Howell will bring down her second rebound. Howell will bring it up herself all the way to the right elbow. Kick it to Mestel in the corner. Three-pointer is on the way and in for Michaela Mestel. I am pretty sure that Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie wants to see his kids come out and take care of business here to start the third quarter and not be a little flat like they were in the second quarter. Come out and do what they're supposed to do. As Godfrey comes off the pick, fires the three, but Mestel able to get a hand on it and block the shot. Up the floor come the Stars. Mestel, great pass down the floor to Theron Baum, who gets fouled. Boy, whistled that right between about three defenders, and Theron will go to the line and shoot two more free throws. She has 14 points in the ball game. The foul is going to be called on Quincy Martinez, her first. And Theron to put the first free throw on the way, and it is in. 15 for Baum. Second free throw coming up on the way, and that's a little short. And she knew it. She tried to go after it, but Godverson will get the rebound. A fourth rebound of the ball game for Taylor. Up the floor come the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. Looking to get some offense going here in this second half. That's where they're having most of their problems in this basketball game. Off the dribble, driving in. They're going to call Mestel for the foul as Van Meter beat her first defender. And for Mestel, that's her third foul. So at the line to shoot a pair of free throws, Tessa Van Meter. She has two threes, and that's 6 of the 8 points here in the basketball game for the Gibbon Lady Buffs. And the first free throw is in and out, no good. Second one coming up here. Van Meter hoping to get some points on the board here for her ball club. And it's on the way, and it is in. So the first free throw that is executed in this ball game tonight by Gibbon comes from Tessa Van Meter, and it's 33-9. Up the floor, Howell comes into traffic, kicks it out. Baum, Gibbon go into Sokolowski. She's fouled. The shot will roll off the rim, no good, but Bailey will get a pair of free throws. And it's the second foul on Quincy Martinez. Well, these teams may see each other again. They are in quite the sub-district, these teams here, as the free throw is up. And it is in by Sokolowski. Gibbon, Kearney Catholic, Minden, and Centura, along with Wood River, all in the same sub-district. Second free throw is no good. The rebound brought down by Sokolowski, though. Kicks it out to Mestel for the three. It won't go. Theron Baum gets in there and gets an offensive rebound. To Mestel in the paint, covered. Out to Theron. She's going to try a three. It's no good. And finally, the blue of Gibbon gets out of there with a rebound. Quincy Martinez. They'll find Tessa Van Meter to bring the ball up. Baseball pass to the other end. Good idea, but it was just a little underthrown, and Cranow couldn't get to it. And then a carry called on the Stars, moving it up the floor. So the teams will exchange turnovers. Again, Centura, Gibbon, Kearney Catholic, Minden, and Wood River. So the sub-district is east of all five of those towns and schools at Grand Island Northwest in the C-19 sub-district. But a lot of those schools familiar with playing over there. As Gibbon turns it over again, goes out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Don't forget the boys' game will follow here on Classic Hits. Probably tip off around 8 o'clock. The girls' game got a late start, but it is moving along pretty good pace. Haven't been a lot of fouls, a few turnovers. And Gibbon tries to force one here. Baker diving on the floor, but it was two stars and one bump, and the two stars won it. And now they get it underneath on the low block to Theron Baum. Good defense, Martinez. Can't get the shot to go. Ball out on the top of the key. We're going to get a jump ball between Mestel and Baker. And with all that probably just can't go well for Gibbon tonight, Coach Rasmussen has to be pleased with his hustle. They always hustle out there, and this group of kids is no different. 34-9, though, the Stars jumped out to a 19-3 first quarter lead. Been pretty basic since then as Sokolowski's shot comes up short, and Theron Baum is right there for another offensive putback, and it is 36-9. Up the floor comes Gibbon. Top of the key with it. Godverson catches, shoots the three off the front of the iron, won't go, and Mestel will track down her fifth rebound. Kearney Catholic with 7 points in the quarter. Gibbon with one. Lease down low to Theron Baum again. Godverson cuts her off. Back out to Lease. 16-footer up and in. 7 points for Sarah Lease. 38-9. Problem for Kearney Catholic. It's their only game of the week. They don't play again until next Tuesday. Coach Petrie doesn't want to just put his bench in there for the whole second half. So he's going to leave his starters in there for a little while. Left elbow, Godverson. Out top to Van Meter. Long three for Tessa. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Martinez. Knocked out of her hands. I guess we'll say it's a turnover. Stars might have got away with a reach-in as Howell misses the layup at the other end. Then Baum got fouled, and the rebound comes down to Quincy Martinez. Theron grabbed the rebound, went up for the shot, got it knocked away. At the other end, Baker takes the runner, no good. Rebound to Sarah Lease. Over to Mestel. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. 38-9, Kearney Catholic. Mestel to the right side. Into the corner of Theron Baum. Back out top, Lease. She's unguarded. Now Cranow will come out and put a hand in her face to make sure she doesn't take the three. Sokolowski, right wing, back up top, Mestel. She's got to look at a three. Puts it up. It is no good. And a tie-up on the rebound. Howell and Van Meter grab it at the same time. And the arrow points the way of Gibbon, apparently. With 4:08 to go here in quarter number three. Got some substitutions that are coming into the ball game. Out there now for the Stars, for the first time, Jamie McCann, Howell, Sokolowski, Conley, and Anderson. And it'll be given with a basketball. Still their original five. Cranow, Martinez, Van Meter, Godverson, and Baker. Lob it to the top of the key. Kick it back out. Godverson three. Can't buy one right now. The rebound brought down by Megan Anderson, her sixth of the ball game, and that leads the Stars along with Baum. Howell to the left elbow. Back up to Anderson. Here's Conley. She's going to try a three. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Quincy Martinez. Martinez will get into the front court to Tessa Van Meter. Dribble it off her foot, though, and out of bounds. It will go. We'll see some more young ladies check into the ball game here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. From Cope Gymnasium, Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday night for a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. Emma Van Meter and Micah Stahl re-enter the ball game here for Gibbon. Again, the Buffaloes playing without Jerrica Pearson, who would have been one of those girls that you would have looked at as an area player of the year candidate all class, and messed her kneecap up in the last game against Centura. Possibly could make it back for sub-districts. Kearney Catholic with a basketball, and that really is just kind of taking everything away from Gibbon as Howell's going to drive, and as she comes to the hoop on the right side, she'll be fouled by Godverson. The first for Taylor, and at the line, Anna Howell looking for her first point of the basketball game with 3:15 to go here in quarter number three. Again, a reminder, the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments on our network of stations next week as Howell puts the free throw up and in. Second free throw down coming up for Anna Howell. It's on the way, and it's in. So Howell hits them both, makes it 40-9, Kearney Catholic, and Gibbon only 1 point here in this third quarter. Up the floor with it will be Van Meter. Van Meter over the right side to Stahl. Stahl's pass stolen away. Trying to go coast-to-coast. Conley didn't have the numbers, so stops and give it to Howell. Back door is open. They get it underneath to McCann, who shoots and scores. Jamie McCann on a nice pass from Howell. Gets the bucket. 42-9, Kearney Catholic. Giving up the floor to Micah Stahl. Back up top. Open three, Van Meter. It's off the mark this time, and Sokolowski will grab another rebound. Up the floor comes Howell. Howell two on two. Decides not to take the chance and hits the trailer. Sokolowski back to Howell. Kick it back up. Sokolowski staying with that little three-gal game on the right side. Now up top to McCann. Reverse left side. That's the weak side. The only player there is Conley. Now Sokolowski posts up on the low block. Get it to her in the paint. A little mini hook. No good. Anderson goes over the top to grab the rebound and put it up and in. Just her second bucket of the ball game. Goes with seven rebounds. 4 points now for Megan Anderson, as the Buffaloes get it up to the top of the circle to Van Meter. Back on the right wing, driving in and then kicking it out is going to be Micah Stahl. The jumper on the way by Cranow, no good. And McCann will grab her first rebound of the evening. And we're going to get a timeout here by Kearney Catholic to get some new players into the basketball game. It'll be a 30-second timeout with 1:54 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic having their way with the depleted Gibbon Buffaloes, 44-9. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
And again, welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday night. With a minute 55 to go here in the third quarter, Kearney Catholic, no problem here this evening with Gibbon. 44-9, Theron Baum has it up top to Shaylor Connor. Connor kicks it into the corner to McCann. Jamie tries a three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Long rebound. Tracked down by Conley, her third. On the low block to Theron Baum. Wraps around the double team, but all that's there is the baseline, and she ends up stepping out of bounds. Fifth turnover for Kearney Catholic in the game. And Gibbon will bring the ball up the floor. Into the front court they go to Tessa Van Meter. Down to the baseline. Into the ball game is Nicole Treadway. She forces it inside. Gibbon actually had the ball close to the hoop for the first time in a while, but ended up dropping it out of bounds for turnover number 6 in the quarter and 17 in the game. Mestel back in for the Stars. Lease back in. With a minute 27 to go here in the third quarter. Stars basketball with Michaela Mestel. Mestel looks into the right-hand corner. Now goes up top to Lease. Lease, as she drives, got tripped up. Kind of an inadvertent trip, but it's going to go against Van Meter, and that's her fourth. The fourth on Tessa. The fourth foul of the half on Gibbon. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Out to the left elbow to Theron Baum. 14-footer up and in. Theron now with 5 of the quarter and a game-high 19 points for the Lady Stars. At the other end, Castor will drive, get cut off by Lease. Rotated to the right-hand corner, and a foul on Kearney Catholic is going to send Micah Stahl to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. And Stahl looking for just the second point of the half here for Gibbon. The foul was on Ellie Connolly, her first. Second foul of the half on the Stars. And the free throw by Stahl is up and in. So Micah gets her first point of the basketball game, 46-10, Kearney Catholic. So Golowski back in, Howell back in for Kearney Catholic. And we await the second free throw here for Kastner. Again, the Stars off until the conference tournament. Gibbon plays at Wood River on Thursday as the free throw is up. And it is in for Stahl. So that'll make it 46-11 as Micah hits them both. And into the front court comes Kearney Catholic's number 11, Michaela Mestel. Into the paint, Sokolowski. Turnaround jumper from 10. Goes off the heel, no good. Emma Van Meter grabs the rebound. Pushes it up the floor here for the Buffaloes with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Over to Ashley Kastner. Thought about the long jumper, didn't take it. Reverse it left side to Van Meter. Back to Stahl. Stahl off of a pick. Gets it down to the low block and getting a shot away. No good. Kastner got her own rebound. Tries again. It won't go. And the rebound comes down to Baum. Kearney Catholic has 30 seconds to go here in quarter number 3. Mestel runs into a little traffic. Van Meter's got to be careful with those four fouls. 20 seconds. Mestel still dribbling around. No 5-second count. Finally lobs it into Theron. Bomb ran right into a defender. Missed it. Got it back. And now she's fouled. Kastner was right there on the defense. And Bomb wasn't expecting it as she turned around. And now the foul is called on Van Meter. And that's it for her. She is fouled out of the basketball game here with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. 7 points, one rebound of the basketball game for Theron Baum. And the free throw up and in for Van Meter. I should have said 7 points, one rebound as she fouls out. She had 7 of their 11 points. Baum hits the free throw. The second one is up and in. She is 7 of 8 at the line. 7 points in the quarter, 21 in the game. 48-11, Kearney Catholic, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Given basketball, they find Martinez. Martinez is going to get a look at a three. It's going to be too strong. Mestel will get the rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Here in our girls' game of the Lou Platt Conference, doubleheader tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic 48 and Given 11. We'll be right back.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Start the fourth quarter with a Kearney Catholic turnover, just their sixth of the ball game, and Gibbon will move the ball up the floor here and get it over to Kastner to Stahl. Stahl, 19-footer, just off the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Kastner, and she'll be fouled. And head to the line to shoot two. A wrestling final to pass along to you. Kearney 39, Norton, Kansas 30. A little closer than maybe we would have anticipated, but the Bearcats get the win in that duel, and it's already over. It's not even 7:30. So congratulations to the Bearcats. The foul was on Megan Anderson, her second. And the free throw is no good by Ashley Kastner. Levin is now 3 of 7 from the line. Second free throw now on the way, and it is going to be no good. And the rebound brought down by Carissa Dobish. Dobish gets her first rebound, 48-11, Kearney Catholic. Conley's in there, Anderson, Connor, and McCann. And Anderson will get it in the paint, spin, and score. So a lot of the second and third teamers deep on the bench starting this fourth quarter outside of Anderson, who's the first gal off the bench usually, but they get it to her, and Gibbon will end up turning it over on a travel. 18th in the ball game for Gibbon, whose top player score-wise, Tessa Van Meter, fouled out at the end of the third quarter. Theron Baum leads Kearney Catholic with 21, but the starters should be done for the night. Connor will bring the ball up the floor here. Between the circles she goes. Couple of dribbles, still dribbling. Back up to Dobish. Over to the right wing. Try to dump it down low. The ball knocked away. Back into the ball game. We will see Godverson re-enter. Kearney Catholic will throw it in up to the high post. Anderson. A little give and go. Nice pass, Conley, to Anderson on the set play, and she'll hit the left-handed layup. Megan Anderson now with 8 points in the basketball game. That post has been there all night long. That's why Baum and Anderson have so many points. And Godverson will nail a three from the outside. Taylor pulls up and drains it. 3 of 19, though. They've shot a lot of threes, and that's only the third one that they've made, but it makes it 52-14. Stars basketball with 6.5 to go. Over on the left wing, they'll give it to Conley. Up top, Connor. Connor drives in. She's going to take the shot. Won't go. And a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic over the back on the rebound. Looks like it'll go against Dobish. So Carissa with her first personal foul fourth team foul on Kearney Catholic. Five have been called on Gibbon. 52-14 Stars with 6:15 to go in the basketball game. Gibbon tries to lob it down low and over the head of Cranow. Out of bounds it goes. Again, Gibbon, and we've said this many times, but if you're just joining us, playing without All-State prospect and All-Area first-teamer Jerrica Pearson, leading scorer, rebounder, handles the ball, although they've done a pretty good job of bringing the ball up the floor. But they lost her last game to Centura with a kneecap injury, and she is out for at least 3 weeks. As we get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of the Gibbon Lady Buffs. So the turnover forced to do to the front court with it is going to be Martinez. Martinez knocked out of her hands, gets it back, and then just fires it into the paint, and it's all Stars, and Anderson will grab the loose ball. So Kearney Catholic, McCann into the front court, goes to Dobish, dribbles it out of bounds. So right back over to Gibbon. Both teams kind of having trouble here, hanging on to the basketball the last minute. And Emma Van Meter will bring it into the front court. Martinez is in there, Kastner, Godverson, and Van Meter. Hope I got all five of them out there. Cranow, Martinez, Godverson, Van Meter, and Kastner. Those are the five on the floor for Gibbon. Kearney Catholic, Dobish, Conley, Connor, Anderson, and McCann. In the paint with it is going to be Ashley Kastner. Makes a nice move but didn't take the shot and then ends up trying to make one of those two-foot passes and get it knocked away for a Gibbon turnover. So up the floor comes Kearney Catholic with it. Shayla Connor dribbles, gives it to Conley, fakes the handoff back to her, runs off a pick from the left wing to the right wing, all the way to the hoop, lays it up and in. Ellie Conley with a nice move off the dribble, gets her first bucket, 54-14 Stars. Into the front court, Gibbon. Godfrey on the left wing. Stars come out to contest the three-pointer. Anderson blocks the shot of Kastner, and it goes out of bounds off Gibbon. Megan with her first block shot. Into the ball game now for the Stars is going to be Morgan Miner. And Molly Klingensmith will check in as well with 4:40 remaining in our contest. So Coach Petrie, obviously a chance to play everybody that's suited up tonight. Right side with it is Miner. There was a JV game, so these young ladies saw action earlier. As Dobish is in the paint, off the left-hand dribble, gets the shot away, no good. Quincy Martinez with her fifth rebound of the half and sixth of the game. We'll bring it across the timeline and try and set it up here. Godverson, long-range three on the way, around and out, no good. Offensive rebound, back up and in, though, by the Buffaloes and Ashley Kastner. Kastner with her first bucket of the ball game, 54-16, Kearney Catholic. 4 minutes to go. Connor into the front court, kicks it back to the free throw line to Dobish. Dobish kind of unguarded, throws through the lane to the right side. Klingensmith fires up the shot and hits it. Molly Klingensmith knocks down her first shot of the basketball game. And here comes Gibbon with 3:45 remaining. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show. When we're done, we'll have all the final stats for you. And then the boys' game, which will start by 8 o'clock, it looks like. Godverson on the drive, wedges it between the hoop and the rim, but draws the foul. And now let's see which brave official tries to jump up there and get it. They're not going to try that. They're going to get the old basketball and knock it out. That's a veteran move right there by the official. You don't leap up there with. Of course, this one's actually wedged up there pretty high. You'd have to get about 9 feet 11 inches in the air just to get to that basketball. And to the free throw line, Taylor Godverson to shoot two free throws. The foul was on Jamie McCann, her first. And the free throw by Godverson, too strong. Second one coming. Into the ball game now for Gibbon. Kate Baker returns, and here comes Melissa Baker into the contest. And the second free throw for Godverson. On the way, and that's good. So Taylor hits one of two. She's got 4 points. 56-17, Kearney Catholic. They'll go to 13-4. Gibbon will drop to 9-6. Long pass into the front court here to Miner. Over the top of the zone to Klingensmith. Into Dobish. Dobish squares, takes the dribble back out to Molly Klingensmith. Klingensmith, the sophomore, hands it off to Dobish. They rotate her through to Connor. Connor back to Klingensmith in the left-hand corner to Dobish. Good ball movement here. Gibbon keeping them out of the paint, though, as they work it around the perimeter. Trying to lob it into Dobish. Dobish, four players right around her, and she ends up walking. Four players collapsed on her. She just tried to find somebody to pass it out to and didn't have a passing lane, turns it over. 3 minutes remain in our ball game as Gibbon brings it up, looking to get a few more points on the board. Godverson forces the jumper in the paint. That was up a little strong. The rebound is going to be a tie-up. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic as Carissa Dobish got the rebound, and then a pair of Buffaloes snuck in there and tied it up. Again, more basketball Thursday, Amherst at SEM here on Classic Hits. Friday, it's Tri-City Storm Hockey. Saturday, it'll be a quiet night because there are just really aren't any games. Conference tournaments wrap it up, and here's Clayton Smith off the bounce pass, goes in, takes the shot, it clanks off the back of the rim, no good, and Kate Baker will grab the rebound. She has six, played a lot more in the first half than she has here in the second. 2:30 to go in a game. Connor steps in front of the pass, steals it away. She's trying to make it to the other end, and it's going to be knocked out of her hands by Melissa Baker and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop. And the lob in goes to the right-hand corner to Clegan Smith. Back over to McCann. Inside Dobish, low block right side. Turnaround jumper up and in. Nice play by Carissa Dobish. 5'10 sophomore getting a bucket. 58-17 Stars. As we approach the two-minute mark here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Ravenna. Up top with it will be Melissa Baker. Right side, Godverson. She'll put the three up. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Clegan Smith. If they could have got just three or four of these 21 threes that they've shot, more to go in, and then things would have been a lot better here for Gibbon. And we're going to have some more substitutions in the ball game here for the Lady Buffs, as a foul was called on Kastner, her third, sixth team foul on Gibbon. A minute 50 to go. Let's try and pick up the numbers of who's checked in. Brianna Gilming has come in. Emma Van Meter, still got Baker, both Bakers in there. Dobish gets the pass in the block. She'll turn around, put it up in the paint and score. Dobish back-to-back buckets. A minute 35 to go, 60-17, Kearney Catholic. Up the floor with it. They'll get it into the hands of Nicole Treadway. Treadway, nice bounce pass into Baker, but Melissa puts it up too strong. The rebound brought down in traffic by Jamie McCann. McCann to Connor. Outlet pass. She'll find Miner. Morgan looks for the trailer. It's Connor. Shayla grabs it, shoots it, scores. Shayla Connor on the assist for McCann gets into the scorebook, and it's 62-17. Ball knocked away. Minute 5 to go. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Thanks for staying with us through this ball game. We'll have a boys contest coming your way next on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Again, our thoughts go out to the Bush Cutter family. Randy, of course, does and works with us here at the radio station. Danny plays on this basketball team as a senior. Mother, grandmother passed away. The funeral was today, and to all the Bush Cutter family, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to you, and we'll see you back soon. Baker takes a three here. It's no good, and then punched out of bounds by the Stars. So Gibbon gets a chance. Baker's going to try another three. This one's going to be blocked by Jamie McCann, and the Stars will have the basketball with 40 seconds to go in our game. Outlet pass. Get it underneath to Jamie McCann. Back out to Connor. Connor throws it back out to Dobish, where there's a little more room to breathe, to Miner, to Clegan Smith. Rotate it right corner. Well, they're running the play right. Dobish steps around one defender, takes it all the way in and scores. And she's got 6 points here in the quarter as the final few seconds tick away here in this girls' basketball game, where Gibbon just never really had a chance to get anything done without Pearson here tonight. 18-footer top of the circle is up by Van Meter. No good. Rebound brought down by the Buffaloes. That's Brianna Gilming. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Van Meter's shot at the buzzer is going to be off the mark, no good, and that will bring us to a final score of Kearney Catholic 64 and Gibbon 17. We'll look at the numbers in the Misco Sports postgame show right after this. Timeout.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is not.
price.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports here on Classic Hits 98.9, where it is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for youth wrestling with brands like Asics, Brute, Mattman, and Adidas. They've got the singlets, headgear, knee pads, and shoes. Get all your athletic apparel from Misco Sports with brand names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Stop by, see them 7 days a week, open late nights on Thursday. First off for the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. Points weren't there. They did some other things good. Rebounded the ball, had some turnovers, but I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of ball games with more turnovers than what they had tonight. Carissa Cranow, 3 rebounds. Quincy Martinez, 6 rebounds. Tessa Van Meter fouled out right at the end of the third quarter, had 7 points, 1 rebound. Taylor Godferson, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Ashley Kastner, 2 points, 9 rebounds off the bench. That led the team. Micah Stahl, 2 points. Brianna Gilming, 1 rebound. Kate Baker, 6 rebounds. And Emma Van Meter, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Gibbon had 18 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 13 in the first half, 1 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in each half. Gibbon had 8 points at halftime, 9 points in the second half, and the Lady Buffs finished with 17 points, 32 rebounds, 4 out of 10 at the free throw line, 3 of 22 from three-point land, and 22 turnovers. Gibbon falls to 9-6 on the season and will play at Wood River on Thursday night. We'll look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars in a minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Take an hour for your bottom line and join AgWest Commodities on February 9th at 12:30 p.m. for a live webinar covering the market outlook for 2011. Register online at goagwest.com or call 866-WE-HEDGE.
Go AgWest!
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's look at the final numbers now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Everybody suited up, got involved, and did something to the ball game tonight. Michaela Mestel, 5 points, 6 rebounds, 1 block. Shayla Connor, 2 points and a rebound. Anna Howell, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Jamie McCann, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Theron Baum led the Stars tonight with a game-high 21 points, a team-high 8 rebounds, and 1 block. Bailey Sokolowski, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Ellie Conley, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Sarah Lee, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Carissa Dobish, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Megan Anderson, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 1 block. And Molly Klingensmith, 2 points, 1 rebound. Kearney Catholic had 18 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 6 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half and 6 in the second half. The Stars had 29 points at halftime, scored 35 in the second half, and even with most of the bench players there in the fourth quarter got 16. They finished with 64 points, 39 rebounds, 10 out of 14 at the free throw line, 2 of 11 from three-point land, 6 block shots and 9 turnovers, as the ninth-ranked Kearney Catholic Lady Stars improved to 13-4 on the season with a 64-17 win over Gibbon. And Kearney Catholic now is done until the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And 1 week from tonight, the Lady Stars will be at home. They are the number two seed, and they will take on either Adams Central or St. Paul next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the brink of the downtown Kearney Center. See them today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. And with all of their great brand name clothing and apparel, you'll feel comfortable whether you're playing or watching the game. And don't forget, never too early to think baseball and softball. New styles of gloves and bats are arriving daily. The catalogs are in. Order your uniforms. They'll do it for you tomorrow. Because right now they're closed, but they'll do it for you 7 days a week at Misco's Sports. Again, the final score, Kearney Catholic 64 and Gibbon 17. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with the boys' game straight up at the top of the hour. Until then, this is Doug Duda for our producer-engineer, Stacey John, saying thanks for being with us. Stay here for more basketball on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.